Welcome to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara, the podcast for Central Floridians who want to be in the know on what's happening in Orange, Lake, Osceola, and Seminole counties. Sponsored by the Central Florida Home Brewers, the premier craft and homebrew club. Learn to brew beer, kombucha, mead, or make wine. Visit www.cfhb.org. Now, here's your host, Mike Kara.
Well, welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Kara Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, as always proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida. And my guest today is Ray Gantek, who is a musician and performer and also is the manager of a great group, Lori Gill and Ray Gantek and the Note Benders. And Ray, it's such a pleasure and honor that you could be here today to tell us all about this great show. So first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about how this, you know, this show, the Note Benders, all got started?
Okay. Well, thank you very much for having us on as a guest. Anyway, we have all been playing professionally for some of us for over 50 years, some for 40 years, but we've all been, I picked up a cold during Christmas. During our lifetime, we've made a career out of playing music in different places all over the United States. And we all ended up in Florida, and we start doing these shows for outside venues, some of the 55 and older communities, and for some benefits. And we used to work over at the Villages doing shows. They call us to do shows. So we start putting together all these shows. And basically, we had the opportunity to get the theater room, which is a nice 250-seat theater, very comfortable, great sound, lights and everything. And so we start doing shows here. And so basically, we do a different show every single week. We never do the same show. We have like this, we have this Saturday off. But after that, we start our season. We have a Dolly Parton tribute, and we have a rock and roll revival tribute. We're going to have a guest Beatles group come in with us, and we'll play songs from the British Invasion. And basically, we all just got together, and we didn't want to travel anymore, so we want to stay here. And so now we have a home.
Oh, great. Great. And as you were mentioning that this is kind of a Branson-esque show, kind of that, you know, combines a lot of different genres and a lot of different styles of music, huh?
Yes, we do everything from rock and roll, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s rock and roll, old country, new country, standards, songs from the Great American Songbook, whatever's entertaining to the folks. Lori does a lot of costume changes. She might come out as Patsy Cline and do three or four numbers as Patsy Cline and then leave, and then we'll do something. She'll come back out as Janis Joplin. And we do tributes to Linda Ronstadt, where we do entire shows based on the performer, whether it's Carole King or Patsy Cline or any of the Loretta Lynn shows. We do them all. And yeah, it's basically a variety show. We do straight country shows also, where people that just love country music can come see a good country show. The following week, people that just like to see rock and roll show, they can see the rock and roll show. And then the following week, they can see both country and rock and roll going on. So it's always changing. It's never the same.
So, Ray, as we mentioned that you manage, with your wife this group, and what you basically do is manage the stage and kind of the music part of it then?
Yes. And I help with ticket sales and help with everything. We all do it together collectively. Everybody has a job to do. But for the most part, the business end is my wife and I. Handle all the business end and let the other guys just be entertainers and musicians.
So how does the process work, Ray, with, you know, coming up with ideas? Do you essentially, as manager, come up with the ideas? Does the entire group come up, like, we're going to do Patsy Cline this week and so-and-so next week? Or
Yeah, basically, to give you a little brief thing, we were doing just doing a show, and everybody said, I want to sing these three songs. And Lori said, I want to sing these three songs, and then these other four. And I said, I'm going to do this. And today, for instance, she wanted to do a little block of Linda Ronstadt. Then she only came out as herself. And she sang the Linda Ronstadt songs, and they sounded so good. And I said, she sort of looks. What? I said, we should do a whole tribute. And she liked the idea, so she went and learned a whole 18 songs and got a costume together, an outfit, you know, three different outfits that represent Linda Ronstadt from the beginning, in the middle, and towards the end. And so then we all learned the material on our own. We come in, we rehearse the show, we block it, and now we have it's been sold out every single time we do it. It gets sold out. It's a very good show. Somebody else will come up with an idea. It could be me, it could be somebody, and then it's my job to run with it, make it work.
Oh, so I mean, as far as the, you know, the lead vocalist and, you know, the main singer, is that Lori, or do any of you guys do songs, or?
Yeah, Lori is the main singer. She's the main entertainer and singer on stage, but everybody in the group sings and plays. So, as I say, she might come out and open the show with three or four numbers, and then Jim, who's the bass player, has been with us right from the beginning, he'll do a couple of numbers. Lori will come back out and do, and maybe she'll be in costume and she'll be a Brenda Lee, and she'll do three or four Brenda Lee numbers. She'll leave, then I might do a feature. I might sing a song. Maybe I chose to do some Gordon Lightfoot songs that night.
Oh.
So we'll do that, and then she'll come back out. We sort of just, it keeps flowing back and forth, and we take you through different little journeys, little snippets of music and performers. And we'll do some comedy bits. We have some comedy bits where we dress up as characters. There are costume changes that go on periodically throughout the whole night. And so it's a collective effort on everybody's part, to be honest with you.
Oh, great, Ray. So you mentioned about those comedy bits. So is that something that, you know, you all work on together? Or does one person, like, write the bits, or?
Actually, Lori writes her bits and the character she wants to be. And the other comedy bit is me. I have a couple of different characters. And so I write my own material, and she writes her own material. And then collectively, we have a couple of comedy situations where it's both of us together on stage in characters. And so we'll work that. We'll write together and write our little bit out and rehearse it. And then when we come on stage, just perform it. So it's a little bit of everything, but mostly we leave everybody to come up with their ideas. And if someone comes up with an idea and you're going to do it, you're responsible to sort of write your part, write your little bit out, write your show out, your portion of the show. And then if you bring it to me, I'll figure out where it has to be put in the show and whether something's working or not working. And we take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of, we have 1 week to learn, every single week, learn 30 brand new songs.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, Ray, that you mentioned every, you know, week is, you know, every show is different every week, so that applies to the comedy bits and those skits, that they're all different every week then?
Yeah, and they're not always there. Sometimes they're not there, so periodically. There'll always be some comedy and some comic relief on stage. It might not be a character who's come out to entertain. It just might be the patter between us of jokes. We've been doing this together for 20 years. So if I happen to say something, it triggers somebody else to say something. They know where I'm going with the story I'm about to tell. And so that just works because it might be something that we haven't performed, or I haven't told that joke in a 9 months. But if it pops in and I'm able to put it someplace where it's relevant to either the song or something, the rest of the group, they know that story. Even though they haven't heard it in 9 months, they know what to do to make it work. So it would sort of be like our representation is sort of like if you've watched TV, remember the old variety shows on TV? I mean, it's basically like, you know, watching the Ed Sullivan Show or the Mike Douglas Show or any of those, the Jack Parr Show, all that stuff that went on where there was different entertainers every week and a completely different show every single week. Even Glenn Campbell did it. But the thing is, we do it all ourselves. We don't have outside entertainers coming in. If we just decide that, you know, we haven't done anything with Roy Orbison in over a year. Okay, let's all pull out our Roy Orbison songs and let's do a little mini tribute right next week, right in the middle of the show to Roy Orbison. And people know the songs and they like the songs. And that's how it works.
Okay, Ray, you know what? That sounds great. What we are going to do is take a quick break and we'll be back for our next segment. My guest today is Mr. Ray Gantek, who is manager as well as a performer in a great show, a great experience. They're called Lori Gill and the Notebenders, and they perform at the Tropic Theater in Leesburg, Florida, and it's actually a show, and they do one show, a different show, every single week, and they just got done with their Christmas shows, and you know, Lori will dress up as Dolly Parton and Loretta Lynn. It's very much a tribute experience. So, you know, they've got the costumes, they've got the music, they've got the band there. So it's really sounds like a great thing. I know I am going to try to get there in the new year. Again, Lori Gill and the Notebenders. You are listening to the Mike Kara Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today. Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Kara Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida. Well, my guest today is Mr. Ray Gantek, who is the manager as well as featured, one of the featured performers and musicians in a great show, a great musical experience. They are called Lori Gill and the Notebenders, and they perform at the Tropic Theater in Leesburg, Florida, and it is not necessarily just a concert, is a whole experience. And sometimes, like I said, they'll do tributes. They're having a Dolly Parton tribute. Lori will actually get the wig. She'll get the the dresses and all of that. And they also do skits and they do other little comedy bits and performances. So it's a variety. You know, it's a variety show. And we're so blessed and honored to have Ray talk about it. And we encourage everyone to get there. Leesburg is in Central Florida. It's a little further away from Orlando, but I've been there, and like I said, they got a craft brewery there. They've got food. They've got all sorts of great restaurants, and I think it's great to get back to, you know, dinner and a show, you know, or a show and dinner, whatever order you want to do it. So again, my guest is Ray Gantek, and Ray, such a pleasure and honor that you could join me today. We thanks so much. We truly do appreciate it, and we're truly blessed. Okay, Ray, now with Christmas, just, you know, we're just past Christmas now, so did you have, was like all months of December special Christmas shows, or...?
Yeah, we had Christmas shows here, and the people loved the Christmas show. We spent a lot of time decorating. That is the one time a year when the show stays the same. We start the show from start to finish. It's a 2-hour show with a 20-minute intermission, so the whole thing takes about 2.5 hours. But on that one, the lighting, the staging, there's decorations, the whole theater is decorated. We have outfits that we wear throughout. We have three or four costume changes throughout the show. And that show is probably the only show that stays the same for all the whole Christmas show. And we are very fortunate. We sold out every single Christmas show this year. People like it. It's sort of like watching a Christmas special on TV.
Oh wow! So you mentioned that pretty much that each show is simple. I mean, all the songs, all the bit. I mean, do you have like comedy bits in the Christmas shows? Or
yep, we do comedy bits in the Christmas show. We have a fellow named Uncle Ugly, and he does. He comes out and he whistles, and you'd have to see it to understand it, but it's very funny. We come out dressed as the Little Drummer Boys. As the wooden soldiers, Lori actually comes dressed out as Little Ruby, where she's playing. We have this big, giant, overstuffed chair that is, you know, about 8 feet high and 3 feet wide. So when she climbs into it, she actually looks like she's a little girl sitting in a chair, and she tells little stories and jokes and sings some Christmas songs, and that's very comedic. And then we have Uncle Maury comes out. Uncle Maury is one of the visitors from, he's from the Bronx in New York, and that's actually me. We come out, I come out in character, and he sort of has some New York style humor and tells little Christmas stories and jokes around with the audience, and he shows up every Christmas. And so there's three or four different comedy situations through the Christmas show, besides some very serious music, and then some really good Christmas standards that everybody loves.
Great.
And we feature the whole band. Everybody in the band is featured doing their favorite Christmas songs.
Oh, wow. That sounds really great there. So, Ray, you know, we mentioned Christmas. So do you do like other, you know, holiday shows like the 4th of July or Thanksgiving or Halloween or that?
Yeah, depending on when the show, when the Saturday falls, if it's near Veterans Day, we will do, portion part of the show to the veterans, or to Labor Day, or to Memorial Day. If something comes up on the 4th of July, and it happens to be 4th of July is a Friday, or it's a Saturday or a Sunday, if it's close by, we will do some patriotic music. And pull that out and do little things. So yeah, we try to, depending on the season, what's going on, and what holidays coming up, we try to not do a complete show based on that, but a portion of the show. Sometimes it's a third of the show, but sometimes it's even a half the show.
Oh, so you try to at least, though, sometimes incorporate holidays in the show. I mean, is it sometimes that it might be just one song even, or?
Yeah, there's usually more than that. I mean, if it's say, for instance, Halloween, we had, I think, I'm trying to think back, we did that show. We came out, and you all remember, like, the Monster Mash.
Yeah.
Remember that old song?
Yeah.
Well, I came out in scrubs and a wig and sort of dressed up like Boris Karloff and sang Monster Mash. She sang Love Potion Number 9, and we did Spooky, and we did songs like that. So there was about four or five songs throughout the night that were Halloweenish songs. She came out dressed as Elvira.
Oh.
And did a little thing and, you know, did a little comedy with Elvira. And so, yeah, we just don't have the time to do a complete 2-hour show of just Halloween music or that. But we try to incorporate a little bit of that for every holiday that's coming up, so some sort.
Okay, Ray. So you mentioned that you're at the Tropic Theater. Was that it?
Yep, the Tropic Theater in downtown Leesburg, Florida, and it takes up the whole block. It's between Palmetto and 2nd Avenue, and there's plenty of parking on the sides, and there's parking in the back, and the parking garage. It's all free, and they have a lot of restaurants down here open now, and they've redone the whole downtown, and it's just a great, it's like stepping back in time. When you come down here, you're stepping back to like 1965, 68, somewhere around there, you know, of the downtown area, and there's some restaurants and there's shops, and people like to come down. And also in down here, the second Saturday every month, they have a car show. The old cars come down, and they put food trucks on the streets, and they have entertainment out there, and so there's always something going on here down in Leesburg. The Leesburg Chamber of Commerce has put together to keep the place going, keep up people coming down. So we get quite a few people down here. It's just a nice place to come on a Saturday night, something different.
Yeah, and one thing I will mention for all of our craft beer listeners, that you have a craft brewery, I understand, in Leesburg, so that'd be a nice thing, both thing to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's quite a few places, and there's some nice restaurants. If you want fine dining, there's some quick things. There's a brand-new Tex-Mex Mexican restaurant open right across the street from the theater. And they have sort of like light fair food on one side, and there's another. The Brick and Barrel is serving more fine full meals. So a lot of people either come in, watch the show, and then go over there later on for a snack, or they come early and they go out to dinner someplace in one of the places.
Great. And one of the things I understand, I don't know if you do a special theme show, is on Leesburg, I believe they have like a bike week. I mean, I don't know if you do a special motorcycle themed show or not.
Yeah, the only two times that we do not do so is bike week, the Leesburg Bike Fest. Excuse me. All the streets are shut off, and there are so many things going on here.
Yeah.
That we do not do a show because nobody couldn't park within, you know, 8 blocks of the theater, and a lot of our folks, you know, are somewhere in their range between 40 and 70 years old, and there's just too much going on, so we don't do that, and we don't do the Mardi Gras weekend because they have their Mardi Gras festival down here, and they have a parade, so they block off the streets to do the Mardi Gras parade. So those are the only, basically, the two times a year that we don't perform.
But I mean, you will not perform, like, I mean, you're not performing on Christmas Day or something, so you
No. We start a couple weeks before Christmas, and we'll do a Friday night, two on a Saturday, two on a Sunday. The next week we'll do the same thing, a Friday night, two on a Saturday, and two on a Sunday, and then Christmas is here.
Oh, so are you? So you're not doing like a show before New Year's then, or?
No, we are not doing a New Year's Eve, a pre New Year's Eve show
here. Right. Yeah.
Normally we do. We've done it for the last 5 years. This is the first year we're all taking off for that. So that's the other show. We have some folks that wanted to get away after the Christmas show and get out of town in the band to go out and visit their families. So it just didn't seem fair to me to make them spend Christmas to fly out or drive someplace and just have Christmas Eve and Christmas and then have to get back here to do a show, you know, 2 days later. So we decided not to do a show to give everybody in the group some time to spend with their families.
Okay, Ray, you know what? That sounds simply fantastic. What we are going to do is we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back. My guest today is Mr. Ray Gantek, who is the manager as well as performer and musician of a great show. They are called Lori Gill and the Notebenders, and they perform at the Tropic Theater in beautiful Leesburg, Florida. And they do a show. They try to do a show just about every single week of the year, except I think about 2 weeks. One of those is during Mardi Gras, and of course, Bike Week, just because it's you can't get really through the town. But we're so blessed and honored to have Ray Gantick here from Lori Gill and the Notebenders, and it's a great show, a great experience. They do a lot of costume changes. There's a lot of comedy skits. It's a great variety show. So if you're looking for something, you know, just kind of fun, you know, just you know, like the old school variety shows, kind of like Branson-esque, you know, like kind of an Ed Sullivan show. Just lay back and chill, and then go out, you know, to one of Leesburg's wonderful restaurants. And sounds so great. I know I'm going next year sometime. I got a lot of places to go, but I'm going to go to them all. Again, my guest is Ray Gantick. You are listening to the Mike Cara Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida. And please stay with us for a very last segment of this edition of our program today. Well, welcome back to our very last segment of this edition of the Mike Cara Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida. And my guest today is Mr. Ray Gantick, who is the manager as well as feature performer and musician of a great show. They are called Lori Gill and the Notebenders. They perform at the Tropic Theater in beautiful Leesburg, Florida, and they do a variety show of a lot of different tributes. They're doing a Dolly Parton tribute. I know I heard Ray say about a Loretta Lynn tribute. They just got done with their Christmas shows, as we wanted to mention, first of all, that every one of their shows every week is different, except for the Christmas shows. They try to have the same continuity and consistency, so you know, everyone could get in and see that particular show. But it is a lot of variety. So, for example, you can't say, and I don't want to hear this, I don't know how I would, but I don't want to say, oh, Lori Gill and the Notebenders, I heard them 17 years ago. No. You know, even if you did, there are different shows every week, and, you know, it's just like with anything else. It's like watching a TV show. Oh, I already watched Supernatural. I already saw Sam and Dean Winchester. I don't need to see that again. No, every week it's a little different. They have different skits. Sometimes there's no skits. They have different music, you know, and they have all the different tributes. So it makes it unique, and you can get your tickets online. So I want to thank Ray for being here today, Ray Gantick. And I also want to thank each and every one of our radio listeners for being here to share my love and passion for what I do, which is bringing you Ray's love and passion for what he does. And, you know, if you've got a show idea, story idea, you know, a guest, I should say guest, that I'm reminded of when I did the old TV show. But if you have a guest idea, give me a call, send me an email by going to MikeCara.com. Also, if you'd like to become a Tweepee, please go to Twitter/MikeKara. That's Twitter/MikeCara73, my name and birth year. And basically what this does is, like I said, I'm going to say I interviewed Ray Gantick. Then I'm going to say I'm working on the show with Ray Gantick. And via Anchor, I'm going to say the show with Ray Gantick is completed. It's kind of a behind the scenes. Like I said, I think I've mentioned this maybe about 1,800 times before, that we only mention guests that we do have, even though if we have the Pope and the Wings, Once we have the footage, once I know I can make a good show out of it, then we'll let you know. So anything that's mentioned will be a show, has happened. It just makes it easier so you know what you're going to get. So again, my guest is Ray Gantick, who is manager as well as feature performer and musician of a great, great show. It's a show. It's an experience. It's the Lori Gill and the Notebenders. And Ray is such a Ray Gantick, such a pleasure and honor you could join me today. Thanks so much. We truly do appreciate it. And again, as always, we're truly blessed to have you here. Okay, Ray, so we want to talk now about, you know, how people could see the show and get tickets. So the best way, if people are interested, they could purchase tickets from your website, or?
Yep, you can go to notebenders.net.
Oh, okay.
Notebenders.net, and our webpage, and it's also, it's on Facebook. We have Facebook. And we have a YouTube channel, so you can type in Lori Gillen and Notebenders, and you can see all little snippets of us doing different characters and different things to get an idea of what you to expect, what you're going to see. And you can go online. When you go online, it'll give you the calendar, and you can pick out a show, whichever show that you think you would want to come see. If you click on it, you'll get a seating chart. You can click on the seating chart, and it'll open up and show you the seats that you pick your seats in the theater. And then you go for them and you pay for them through the process. And at the very end, if you put your email address in, and you'll get a confirmation from us, and you can print the tickets at your house. Or you can have them, you can send us an email just saying we'll have them and we'll call. And if so, for the people who do not like to do stuff online, you can call us. And the numbers are up on our website, and you can just call us, and we'll do it all over the phone for them.
Oh, and do you sell tickets, like, you know, at the door? Or?
We do. So we do not have a box office at the theater, because about 80% of our ticket sales are done online.
Right.
People have gotten used to doing that. And so there's no need for them to come all the way down here to buy tickets. There's only about 20% of people that maybe there's a first-time call, and we'll say, I can do the tickets for you now, or you can do them yourself on the website. They say, well, since I got you, let's just do the tickets. And some of the old folks don't like to go online and do that, so we'll just do them over the phone for them. But the cool thing is we don't have to have a box office anymore, because most of it, by the week or so out, it's usually pretty much sold out with just online ticket sales and phone sales. We have a bunch of people who are from a lot of the communities that come see our shows, and they'll get together, the Leesburg Plantation, people, even clubs from the villages, they'll come in and rent the whole theater out for a special show with just us. But a lot of the 55 and older communities, they usually have an entertainment director or somebody's in charge, and they'll get 30 or 40 tickets at a clip, and then they'll sell them. We'll just meet up with them and get them their tickets and assign them seating, and then they sell them to people in their community, and a whole group comes, like, you know, whatever group it is from, whichever development project there is. And so with that combination and some of the private, there's so many clubs now, we get quite a few people come from the villages. On a regular basis, the Mustang Club and the Second Honeymooners Club and the Baby Booners Club and the Michigan Club, and it goes on and on. And a lot of them like to go out and it'd be groups of 20, you know, 20, 30 people at a time, just to do something for their club different.
Oh, great. So did you mention, Ray, you know, how much in advance? Like, let's just take, like, the Christmas show. I mean, you mentioned they sell out, so when should you get tickets for that?
Actually, the tickets for, like, the Christmas show, they go on sale in July.
Oh.
And usually by September, October, they're all pretty much sold out.
Okay.
We do leave a little bit for people who don't know. We do block out some seats and open them up in November for each show. So, really, basically, for like a Christmas show, or we're in season right now. So, you should, if you're planning it, if you see something you want to come see, you should be at least 2 weeks in advance to get and get your tickets and get it set up. Because if you wait 2 or 3 days or 4 days before the show, there's a good chance they're already sold out.
Right. But you'll find all that, like I said, if you go to the website, you'll find that out, whether you're sold out or not then, huh?
Yeah, they can just go on the website and look and say they want to, our next show is the Dolly Parton tribute. And so they say, oh, I'd like to see that. I like Dolly Parton. They go online and you pretty much see that there's 250 seats there and there's only 40 available. So if you make that decision not to buy that day, you might go back 3 days later and there's only 18 available.
Right.
So it's a good thing. If you decide you're going to do it, you should just go online, check it, or give us a call and tell us that you want to see the show. We'll make sure that you get your tickets and your seats and you're safe. Because as far as walk-ins, most of the time they're sold out because we're in season. Everybody's down. And we have so many people that don't like to go to the clubs anymore, the bars, or it's noisy. They like to come in and see a show, an actual entertainment show, where they're sitting. And we have these big, giant old seats from 1960s, and they rock, and everybody loves them. And they're staggered, so it doesn't matter if there's somebody taller than you in front of you. You can see everything. There's not a bad seat in the house, actually.
Oh.
So that's how it works.
Oh, great. Yeah, and you make a good point, Ray, that this is an actual theater. Let our listeners know this is an actual, you know, theater, actual performance, so people should not be talking on cell phones and all that.
Yeah, no, people, you can hear a pin drop. It's you know, it's like you're going to your a concert, you know, and everybody is very, very very courteous about that. Most of our people that come in here are very courteous. They understand what is. It'd be the same if you want to cruise and you went to see one of their shows, you know, in their theater. That's what you're basically seeing. Or if you went to Branson, and it's a very fast. It keeps rolling, so there's no dead time on our shows where it's. It goes from one song to the next, whether there's a story line that's going to set up the song, whether there's a little joke, whether there's, we just go into it, but we keep it going. So you are in a concert, a performance.
Before we go here, Ray, if you don't mind, I think you've mentioned some of the performers throughout this, but if you wouldn't mind just mentioning who's all in the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have Miss Lori Gill, and she's our headline entertainer, and she's been performing for at least 30 years around here in the Florida area. And we have Jim Troxel, who's a plays bass player and sings, and he's from the land Florida. And he's been playing around here, the same thing, for 20, 30 years. And these guys are all professional players. We have Mr. Bob Battersby from Claremont. He plays drums and he sings. And we have Mr. Harry O. He plays guitar and he sings. And we have Larry Kish, who plays the piano and covers all the keyboard parts. And my name is Ray Gantick, and I sing. And I perform, and I play guitar, and I play pedal steel, and I play banjo and fiddle, and a couple of different instruments throughout the show, depending on what the song is and what it calls for. And basically, it's just something we all enjoy doing. What we love, what we're doing, and we have more. We have a lot of the people make the comment, "Boy, you guys just seem like you're having the time of your lives up there," and we are. We are because, you know, we're musicians and entertainers, and we're all hams, and we like the spotlight, and so. But the mere fact that the people are responding to it and applauding and enjoying it, and they're laughing, and they can see their head, and it makes us work harder. The harder we work, the more they enjoy it. The more they enjoy it, the more they show it. The harder we work. And we try to keep our ticket prices down. Our ticket prices are $15. There is no hidden fees. No, that includes the sales tax. There's no add-on servicing fee or anything. It's a straight $15 ticket price. like in the theater. We have popcorn and candy and chips, and we do serve beer and wine and soda.
Oh, there you go.
And waters. And so you can, if you want to come and you feel like having a glass of wine or a beer, you can do that, or you can have popcorn and soda just like you would in the movie theater.
Oh, fantastic, Ray. So that was $15 for all seats, you said?
$15 for all seats.
Any seat.
Any seat. There's no tier pricing. We found that some people like to be in the front, some people like to be in the middle. And so by offering them the same price, they don't feel like they're being charged more because they want to be in the fourth row instead of the sixth row. And it encourages them to buy their tickets early. So everybody, we have a lot of people that'll go online and buy for every show or every other show for 2 or 3 months at a time, just so they can get the seats that they like. And so that's how it works, basically. Just a good time. Everybody comes down and has a good time. And we have wonderful people that come down and see us. Everybody's friendly. If you come on more, the first, the second, by the third time, you become family.
Okay. And finally, Ray here, last question. For those who are in, like I said, more of the Orlando area and would like to come to Leesburg, is there certain route to take to get to you?
Yeah, basically. Oh, really? What you can do is just take the Florida Turnpike from Orlando,
right?
And you just you come right off and get off at the Claremont exit, and then just head north on 27, and that'll bring you right up to Leesburg and Route 44, Main Street, Leesburg.
Oh, great. We hope everyone could come out and see you. Any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention?
No, I think we basically covered everything.
Yeah.
There is an occasions where we do, and we do this basically for our clientele that comes and sees us a lot. We listen to them, what they want. And we do have in February, we do a matinee the second Saturday of every month. So throughout this whole season, the second Saturday, the first, third and fourth is just evening shows. But on the second Saturday, we do a matinee performance and an evening show, because there's some folks that don't like to drive at night anymore or can't get around at night. So we do one. We do a special show every month for them. Those people just come to do the show because they love to come to the show, but they don't drive. They have trouble driving at night. And so we do a matinee for them.
Oh, okay. And if you could give your website one final time, please.
Our website is NoteBenders, NoteBenders.net.
Okay. My guest has been Ray Gantek from Lori Gill and the NoteBenders, and you've been listening to the Mike Kara Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, always broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, and please catch us again next time.
You've been listening to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara, the podcast for Central Floridians who want to be in the know what's happening in Orange, Lake, Osceola, and Seminole counties. Sponsored by the Central Florida Home Brewers, the premier craft and homebrew club. Learn to brew beer, kombucha, mead, and make wine by visiting www.cfhb.org. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you back here next week.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.